This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 147. I'm Drab.
I'm Valdez. Welcome back, Drabby.
All right, short week here. It is Thursday, October 10th. Yes, I missed Tuesday. I missed Wednesday of this week. Monday, a big Commanders day. And today I'm back, and it's more Commanders. It's the Battle of the Beltway. Not a ton of shtick as far as non-sports segments to jump into this week.
Hey, Jaden Daniels is hot. You got to ride the hot wave. That's our moneymaker. JD's our moneymaker.
He is. And look, hey, I'm not sure how long this episode will be, but we want to get our thoughts down about Monday's big bet payoff.
Oh, yes. You know what? I credit you before getting into it, mm-hmm. but you've said this and maintained this, and I've always backed it. But when we say, you know, bit season doesn't end, it really doesn't end.
There's always opportunity.
Yes, there's always an opportunity to do something funny.
And even if the team is 4-1 and in the talk of the town.
Yes. So even though some were calling Monday the grossest episode they've ever heard, I had other people saying it was funny. I was keeling over in laughter. I was hyperventilating in the office. So I hope you enjoyed it. I thought it was well executed. And it was done right.
All right, let's take it back a little bit here. Let's rewind to see how we got to Monday. Commanders on a hot streak, scoring 40 points against the Cardinals, scoring 40 points against, who was the first team they scored against?
Was it the Bengals?
Bengals, right? All right, so riding high, talk of the town, talk of the NFL. And for some reason, I told EB that there's no chance they score that many points. The offense stays hot against the Browns mm-hmm. when they're vaunted defense.
Well, they do have a wrecking ball on defense, and
I
it's
think
not
they
the,
did at one point.
Well, it's nothing. It's not a pushover.
Right.
I'm familiar with the Browns' game. Okay, but they're not really pushover. So, and honestly, I don't blame you because it's a league of highs and lows, ebbs and flows, ups and downs. It's hard to sustain success like that week to week. So I don't blame you for thinking the way you thought.
What a lot of people have come up to me and said the last few days, including JP Finley last week, where he was like, I just don't get it. Why are you making bets that are only one-sided, where right. it's a lose-lose bet, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I can explain it is, I just want to have fun. We just want to have fun. And a lot of times, you got to take the brunt end of it.
There is some sort of look going,
and it builds excitement.
There's no real going out on, like, you went out on a limb and you are right. Or you go on a limb and you're mm-hmm. wrong. There's no payoff for it. We're in the business of payoff.
No, we're in the business of doing shows for the listeners. And if you make money bets, honestly, nobody cares.
Right.
Or if you make a bet, like, what does the listener get out of it?
I know. I totally agree yeah. with you. Like when Jason asked, are you going to emotionally hedge? Well, no listener cares if I emotionally hedge or not.
So
it means nothing. And it means nothing if you make a $20 bet on the show with JP about the game.
The listeners were into it. I couldn't tell you how many DMs, how many tweets I was getting. Every touchdown, every field goal that game.
It's like a charity meter. You know how they take a marker and they start marking off like a thermometer of levels of money that you've donated. That's what people were doing with the score.
People were sized. They wanted me to pay the piper for all my smack talking that I've done against being a Commander's hater.
I will say I'm invested into the game because we got to talk about it. And then, you know, it's kind of a low scoring game. So I kind of just I stop eyeballing it as much. But then when you're hovering around 24 points, I'm going to myself, oh, boy, we're near it. So I will credit you. You got me into the game fully trying to get over 30 points.
Well, it just unraveled very quickly for me.
It did.
We're 10-3.
I was going to say, were you sweating it?
No, I mean, to a point, but I knew that eventually one of these, I wasn't going to be able to escape these dumb bets forever.
That's right, because you did wiggle free out of the paddle to the ass.
Yes, and I maintain, to some slight disagreement, that was producing genius by me. Because it all started last year where you and I made a bet that I said there's no chance the Seahawks lose by double digits to the Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe you guys won 37-3.
Yeah, it was a
and I said if we lost,
ass whooping.
I think it was like a 7-point spread, maybe 10. I don't know what it was, but I said it wasn't happening.
No, not only did I say that would happen, but I also said Odell Beckham would score a touchdown.
Yeah, that's right.
And he definitely scored a touchdown. It was like his birthday or something, and they force-fed him the ball, and everything was coming up Valdez that day.
And I told you that you'd get to smack me in the ass with a paddle, with that pickleball paddle,
happened. It was basically like a frat hazing.
And I got called, what do you call someone when they wiggle out of bets?
Welcher.
A welcher, yeah. So I was getting called a welcher by people on Twitter. Moments before Valdez smacked my ass, I proposed a double or nothing. All right.
Yeah.
Because the following week, the Seahawks played the Commanders.
Yes.
And I said, if the Commanders beat the Seahawks, I would take two paddles and I would pull my pants down and EB would also get to paddle my ass.
Yeah.
I thought it was genius by me involving Bickle. All right, some people didn't like that. They wanted an immediate payoff, whatever. Agree to disagree. But well,
are masochists.
I know. I don't like being called a welcher because my entire persona, what I believe in, is doing paying off bits.
So did you have a lot of people saying that you were going to
I know. People were thinking I was going to renege on this one and that I would partake.
So they were calling your credibility
Not for one second did I think I was going to try to. I was thinking a way to get out of this kissing the toilet bowl. Back.
Now, do you think that was kind of an okie doke reversal on their part by saying you're a welcher trying to goad
taunting
you?
Taunting you. Maybe. I was in.
That was a mind meta game like that.
I know. Maybe if they thought that, but I was in. I
knew you were in. Because the first thing that you said to me on Monday was basically, hey, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
So as soon as you came in on Monday, the planning for the smooch was getting ready to happen.
Yeah, we didn't plan it out beforehand because
we didn't know if it was going to happen.
We knew on Sunday, I'm watching the game and they're scoring 30 points. And I'm like, oh, crap, we got to do this tomorrow because I'm out Tuesday and Wednesday because my parents are in town. And by come Thursday, no one's going to care anymore. So
right.
We got to pay this thing off on Monday. We got a lot of listeners on Monday. So strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah. I will say, I really do like paying off these things on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when we did with the Tommy DeVito thing?
Yeah.
Like, it gives us a little more time to do it right, to have like that little extra oomph.
But here's one thing that we all knew. Monumental wasn't going to be involved.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like – it's not that they don't like bits. It's just they don't like anything that's not family friendly, I should say. And that's fine. That's their prerogative. They air our content. If they choose not to air something, it's fine. We're not going to – I don't lose one second of sleep over it. Neither does Valdez. If they want to, if they want to do something great, if they don't, we're moving on, because at the end of the day, we're a radio station. We're radio guys, and we're trying to create things that are for people in the car anyway. Sometimes, yes, it's a great visual. But with today's with the social media, we live streamed on Instagram. I thought Mar did a great job.
Yeah, back there. I thought he was the unsung hero in all of this with his camera work. I thought he did very well. I thought also his commentary was funny too. Getting your reaction afterwards. So props to Mar. Before we get to Monday, like as soon as the game ended, how did you feel? Were you dreading?
Did you like that I didn't acknowledge it on Twitter?
Of course.
Why is that?
Because Twitter doesn't pay you.
Twitter doesn't pay me. I knew everybody was, what's Drab thinking? What's Drab thinking? Well, you'll find out tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Twitter doesn't pay your salary.
If I'm not tweeting about something that I'm involved in, that's why. I want you to listen to the show.
So you come in, we start working on logistics.
Well, first segment of the show, I got into a fight with EB because he was tweaking me because I knew that I already had to kiss this dumb toilet a couple hours later. And he's tweaking me, asking me to call JD the real deal.
Uh-huh.
And I refused to do that.
And why did you refuse?
I refused because...
You're not giving him the satisfaction?
No, it had nothing to do with Bickle. Okay. I'm not ready to commit. Like, there's hot streaks. Of course he's playing. And what's wrong with saying he's playing really well? What's wrong with that?
I don't understand.
Is he a Hall of Famer? What are you asking me? He's playing very well. He looks very good. I don't know. It could all come crumbling down in a couple weeks. Let's let it pan out. I usually like to wait until we get through the sophomore slump season. That's usually when I wait, because I'm a big sophomore slump guy.
All right, big sophomore slump guy.
All right.
So we have it scheduled for 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that was a great time. This is my main beef, I guess, with the bit.
Yeah.
Before we start getting into it and we start getting our backpatting machines out and praising one another, here's my main problem with it is, like, this was a Drab v. Bickle bit,
yeah.
Right? That was kind of an underlying. Mm-hmm. I mean, Eric is the number one Jaden Jock rider, right?
Right, yeah.
He's the number one Commanders fan, number one Jaden Jock rider, number one, you know.
Talent evaluator.
Yeah, talent evaluator. He's got his guy. This team's on fire. The town's on fire. Jaden Christ, right? Right?
Yep.
He's the main backer. He should have been involved in this instead of me and instead of Mar.
I know.
And that's what really chaps my ass about it, is that literally every single day, and you probably think this is hyperbole, but every single day, Eric is strolling to the bathroom to take a shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's nonstop. Every day,
late for segments
has an infatuation with duty.
Letting everyone know he's taking one.
Giving a play by play and a description of what it was like, and his wiping technique, and who was in the bathroom with them, the smells, flushes.
You've heard it all. Yes.
And then this guy all of a sudden gets stage fright. Out of nowhere, his Cal Ripken streak of pooing at the radio station is done because Drab has to kiss the porcelain. That was upsetting to me.
Do you think it was just too gross even for Bickle? That he didn't want his duty associated with it.
You know what it's like? This is kind of what it's like. It's like a horny teenager. And they like talk like a big game. You know what I mean? They talk a big game.
I'm going to F that chick.
Yeah, I'm going to grab all over those boobies. Mm. You know what I mean? You got no idea what's coming for you.
Yeah,
right?
You're pulling a Jim from American Pie.
Yeah, then all of a sudden when push game's the shove and you get called into action, you got nothing. That's kind of what it felt like.
All right.
Like this was Eric's time to shine. And he kind of just kind of shimmered away from the spotlight. And I was upset with that because this wasn't supposed to be a producer rivalry. This wasn't me against you. I had no dog in the fight.
Well, here's something that we need to clear up. I never said, leading into this, that there would be a duty in the toilet.
No, you okay? didn't.
So maybe Bickle wasn't even expecting that.
I know, but we discussed it. Even the week leading up to it, we talked about eating bean burritos.
Yeah, but I thought it was just a joke. I didn't really actually think that somebody was going to crap in the toilet leading that morning. But once it was brought up to my, I'll be honest, I'm a behind the scenes guy. I knew that Valdez was going to take a dump in the toilet. Leading up to about 30 minutes beforehand, I kind of knew that he was going to do that.
How did you know?
Well, I kind of heard you saying, "Oh, I'm working on one. I got something." And I could have X-nayed that and said, "Absolutely not. I'm not kissing a toilet with duty in it." Mm-hmm. But I thought it would be even funnier. And if I'm going to kiss a toilet, I might as well kind of go all in.
Do you know what we should have done? And this is a missed opportunity.
I know Valdez is going to say something about put booty on the toilet seat.
No, I was going to. Eric should have plucked one of his gray pubes to put on the toilet seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we all should have put a pube on the seat.
There was a pube on the toilet seat.
Oh, there was.
Way. Yes. If you watch the video on Instagram, I swiped the toilet seat last second because I saw a hair on there. I think it may have been Rogers. It was pretty gray.
It was gray.
Rogers like 70 years old.
Was it curly?
It was very curly.
It was gray and curly.
It was gray and curly.
But that was my biggest, trust me, out of everything, it's probably such a minor inconvenience and minor gripe that I had with it. But that was my major.
Yes, that he should have done it. But yes. I think maybe it was just too embarrassing for him. But props to you, man. You worked one out. Props to Mar. You guys left duties in the toilet for me. It smelled so, no exaggeration, it smelled like just like the most rotten body you've ever smelt in your life in there.
I'm getting a lot of.
And I'm concerned about the color of your fecal matter.
Okay. Before we get to the color, it's very descriptive. But what do you think is going to happen when. Because Mar dumped in there like an hour or no, 30 minutes before the bit was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that thing is just marinating in the bowl.
How did you feel about taking a dump on top of Mar's dump?
Honestly, that was probably
undersold moment of this whole thing.
I know. That's probably grosser than the kiss itself.
I know.
Because I went in there, I went and snuck in there. I waited to the last possible
warm toilet
moment.
Seat, yeah.
I waited to the last possible moment, and I snuck in there. And that porcelain, it was almost like a heated toilet seat. Have you ever had the luxury of sitting on like an expensive Toto,
in a nice
hotel or something like that? That's what it felt like. Mm. It felt like if you had an electric blanket or heated blanket,
but knowing that your butt is mere inches away from his duty.
Well, what would you think was going to happen? Like my anus was going to
touch it. I don't know.
Was going to touch the water.
I don't know. It was very foul.
And then
very foul.
Also a very undersold thing is the fact that. In order for it to be visible for you, I couldn't clean up.
Yeah, you had to go to another stall to use the toilet paper.
Yeah, I had to go. I wiped, and then went to another stall to go sit down and then continue wiping. During that, but you said you're concerned after.
Well, I'm just concerned. I mean, clearly, let me Google this. What does black poop mean?
It wasn't black.
You might have bleeding in your upper GI tract.
Oof. I might have bleeding there because the way I was holding it from right, 7 a.m.
All right, let me. This is just gonna dark brown. You got definitely some internal issues, constipation. foods. Did you have any black licorice or black sausage?
I had
blueberries.
No, you saw what I had.
Yeah,
I sent you. I sent you my spread. I had barbecue ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I had honey Old Bay wings. I had dark chocolate covered almonds.
Hey, you know what? We really did screw up by not having Mexican food, bean burritos here that morning. Like, it just would have added to the funny.
Right.
Yeah, added to the funny.
Like, oh, I got a rumble going.
People were really worried about my lips.
What do you mean? Like coming in contact with it?
Well, afterwards, like, not scrubbing them with
sanitizing my lips.
I mean, at the moment in that bathroom, if you watch the video, I do just throw water on my eyes and walk out because my eyes were filled with water from Valdez's stench.
Hold on, from laughing or stench?
Well, the stench, like, and a little bit. But it was like I was pouring water. It was like I was crying. There was so much water in my eyes.
I don't like
it was
this.
It was burning my eyeballs.
I don't like this bullseye that's on my back, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's going underreported, the fact that Mar did one.
Yeah.
And that literally was marinating in there for,
I told you, also
20
the,
minutes.
And the also big the security
big
guard.
Security guard was in there.
Yeah.
And then also what people don't realize is that bathroom isn't cleaned over the weekend. So you have all the weekend duties.
God, it was gross.
And then you have not only have that, but you have the morning duties, the morning weekend duties that are coming in. It's a totally gross environment. And it always smells, and it just added a little extra smell to it.
All right.
I'm getting a lot of heat.
You should.
I'm not saying I shouldn't get heat, but I'm saying there's other participants.
All right. I'm going to share something with you I've been waiting to share.
Okay.
And for you, you don't know anything about this, and the audience will find out at the same time. Okay? So my parents are in town, and I'm just going to read this word for word. I'm not going to remove any of this, all right?
All right, what is this?
You might get a kick
out of
this.
Is this a text? Or?
It's a text. Okay. A little text conversation with me. And I'll just say, you guys can figure this out, but I'll just say a family member.
Okay.
What were you thinking? !! 9:27 p.m. Monday night. I'm not working Tuesday or Wednesday. And I responded, committed to the business.
Okay.
Family member, I think you have to elevate your persona. Gravitas. That was demeaning in my view and every viewer's.
Whoa.
Okay. And I said, I'll just say I appreciate your concern. Thanks. Matt, ask your parents the same. I'd like to know what they think. Okay. I said, my parents have never once criticized my radio entertainment segments. If you are embarrassed, don't watch, listen, or follow on social media. I told them that in 2006. They get it. My mom saw it on her iPad, asked me what it was, and I told her to click out of the tab, and she laughed. That was it. True story, Mom. Mom goes, like at 2 p.m. that day, she goes, she goes, Matt, what is this? And I look over and she's holding the video of me kissing the toilet.
This has to be your brother.
And I said, oh, Mom, don't worry about that. This dumb radio bit.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, that's fine. And then so I said, my mom saw it on her iPad. She asked me what it was. I told her to click out of the tab and she chuckled. That was it. Did they see that episode? I'm not embarrassed, but you might be. I don't get it. Maybe that requires a conversation as I watch the show and love you. I go, okay. My parents have seen way worse. I don't need to explain it more. I'm sorry you're upset. I would encourage you to block any of my work stuff from your feed.
Okay. By the way, handled very gracefully from you.
Well, I'm kind of being a smartass, but
you know, well, I mean, kind of, but also you're not.
I'm not upset. I'm concerned for your future. I'm still a fan and I will watch. As my dad told me, whatever you do in life, do wisely and think of the end. I said, in the end, on my deathbed, I'll be smiling and remembering all the fun I had in radio. What a blast.
Hey, what a love of radio right there.
Right? You guys don't think I'm not committed?
I would love to know who sent that to you.
I'll show you.
Is it your brother?
No, it's not my brother.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm sure a lot of you guys can figure that out.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel. And that's what and my parents have been awesome about that. I've only had one time in my career where I upset my parents, and that's when I said something back on the Big O and Duke show about a family member. And it wasn't fair, and it was probably stupid, and it was stupid, and I hurt some feelings. Other than that, anything like I've ever done, my parents have been awesome.
No, so I would totally agree. My parents, they bury their head in the sand.
Yeah, bury
their
head.
Like, they know to never bring it up around me or question or, you know what I mean? The show is it's a separate universe.
Yeah. First off, it's my job. I'm trying to do the job to the best of my ability, have fun at my job, enjoy my job, and I'll decide. I will be the one to decide what's demeaning and what line is to cross.
Yeah, that's a drab decision. That's not a decision for that person.
This isn't even thing like, you know, I would embarrass my, you know, said something that was like demeaning of a family member or anything like that, like my wife or my kids, anything that could possibly, it was all me.
Yeah.
If I want to be seen as a joke, I'll be seen as a joke. That's my decision to make. Yeah. And I'm paying my bills and I'm having fun. And yeah, at the end of my life, I will be remembering all the fun bits. I am ashamed of nothing. And I've done a lot of embarrassing things in my life.
Yeah.
Ashamed of none of it.
Monday's show will be in Drab's eulogy.
It might be. It might be.
Hey, remember the time you put those lips on that porcelain?
Yeah, with Valdez's black duty in there.
Yeah. You know, good for you. The one thing I will say that that family members do, I guess, grill me about or say anything to me about, it's not even content related. It's what are you going to do when the junks retire?
Like
that's what they care about, that more so than
I know, we're just killing time until we get a real job.
Yeah, than putting Icy Hot on my balls or going in a crab dunk tank with a bushel of crap. Like, they care more about that. That concerns them more so than how I am viewed.
And I would say, like, look, some people don't take radio as a serious job or a serious career. I mean, whatever. I mean, also the assistant brand manager here. So I've obviously accomplished enough, or I feel good about what I've done in my creator career. And a lot of it is because I've done things like that, right? Mm-hmm. Where I've gone all in. And I'm all about the team, or I'm all about the show, or I'm all about the station. It doesn't matter.
Hey,
I think it goes a long ways.
It should. No, what you do and what we do should be encouraged from people and companies. Like, hey, did you see what he did? He just sold out for whatever he could for the betterment of the show.
Right.
That should be on a PowerPoint presentation at Lindsay Chevrolet.
At the end of the day. Like, I'm sorry this family member is embarrassed.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, who would know or care? Like, so stupid.
Yeah, does that person think that they're whispering, hey, there's the Duty Lips t-shirt?
I guess. I mean, maybe. I think he or she thinks it looks poorly on them to be associated with me, which I don't care. That's your problem. don't watch, don't listen.
Did you think that
block
person,
me on social media?
Do you think that person had people coming up to him or her saying something?
Possibly
saying, "Can you believe? Can you believe what Matt Cahill is doing?"
Have
you seen this? This is unbelievable.
You're right. I think that person maybe likes to brag when things are good, and you know, you got to take the good with the bad. Is how I would say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Overall, I think, I would do it again tomorrow. Okay, like if that person had a problem, it would impact me not at all.
Have you seen, or I guess you haven't, since you haven't been here on Tuesday and Wednesday, but I can definitely see the storm brewing to try and do a reenactment or another one-sided bet.
Yeah, you strike, this. You know, strike where the iron's hot and, you know, what do you, jump the shark?
Yeah. Did you see what I said to them, though?
Oh, did they try to get you to do that?
No, they said, well, number one, this is...
I have seen some people say, like, when is Valdez's turn to take a bet?
Well, number one, I dyed my hair blue. It's not as as extreme as kissing a duty toilet.
Yeah.
But I did that. But this is what I said to them. I said, because Eric said, well, what, he goes, what kind of bet can we make? And I go, Eric, well, you got to make it. It's got to be organic. Number one, it's got to be organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's better when it's organic. And then you can feel the both parties in the room feel strongly about each side. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number two, and you haven't been here for the show, but everyone in the studio until today says, oh, I just hope the Commanders keep it close. Like, that's no premise for a bet. I'm the one hype man on the show for the Commanders. And then
are we on the precipice of a moral victory Monday?
That will happen.
If it's not a blowout.
Yes, that will happen. But I was like, I'm always willing to do something, but they have no conviction about the game. They had conviction that they were going to score 30 points or something like that, or that the Browns were
crap.
They
didn't even have, they didn't need conviction because I took the bet all by myself. It was a one-sided bet. They didn't need,
I trapped you. But that's the thing is, it's like, If I say, hey, let's get a live crab in here to pinch my ass, all right?
Yeah.
If the Ravens lose, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, right?
Of course.
But they don't, like, they have no belief that the Commanders will win. That's my biggest.
So if they were more.
This is what I need you tomorrow to really pound the table for it
and say, hey, look, if you guys weren't hedging yourself all week, if you had more passion about the Commanders are going to whoop some ass on Sunday, Valdez would be bringing in a crab attached to his testicles on Monday.
Yes.
You guys blew it
with your
emotional moral victory stuff.
Yeah. I just want Jaden to play well.
Yeah.
I just want to keep it close. I need you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. I'll be locked in.
I need you.
All right. One thing I did, you know what? Let's take a quick break here, Valdez. And there's one last thing here I definitely want to bring up and get your thoughts on.
Okay.
I'm enjoying my Don't Sleep Energy drink, as are you.
I am, and this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Show your support for Drab and Valdez by heading to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. When you get there, use that promo code Bitties to save 10% every order, not just your first. Every order. Need a quick boost to get you through a CrossFit workout? Pound a 2-ounce energy shot. Need to stay ready in case your wife calls you into action unexpectedly? Sip a refreshing 12-ounce can. Throw some swag in your cart before you check out. And remember, don't sleep. Makes you great. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 147. Hey, before we get into Lieutenant Dan, I have a lot of thoughts on Lieutenant Dan.
Nice. Do the junkies not know who Lieutenant Dan was?
That's part of what I wanted to get into. We can do it now.
Okay.
In case you haven't heard, we're kind of infatuated with Lieutenant Dan, this kind of hillbilly who lives in a 20-foot sailboat in the Tampa Bay Marina, is refusing to evacuate when Milton is on its way, when it's impending a Category 5 hurricane. So he's going to stay in place. That's part of the story. But part of the flip side of it is that when we brought him up and we played his audio of him being interviewed, there Cakes had to explain Lieutenant Dan to the three other hosts.
Let me call him.
As if Lieutenant Dan isn't one of the most Americana iconic characters in film history.
He's probably a top, I don't know, 50 movie character name of all time.
I would say yes on that list.
That people know he's right behind Forrest Gump. Everybody's seen Lieutenant. I just don't know how that's possible. I honestly just don't know how it's possible. How a 54-year-old guy cannot know who Lieutenant Dan is.
Do you think Lieutenant Dan is as synonymous with film as Luke Skywalker? Or no, Han Solo. Lieutenant Dan is probably the same as Han Solo.
Not quite, but he's not far behind.
Right? That's kind of what I kind of envision. Everyone knows who Han Solo is.
Right.
Everyone knows who Lieutenant Dan is. I was, I couldn't tell. I knew Eric didn't have an idea of who Lieutenant Dan was.
What did he say? Who's Lieutenant Dan again?
No. He didn't do that. He goes, Lieutenant Dan, because he has one leg. And then everyone was like, what? What do you mean? Who's this? I couldn't tell if JP was Googling stats or if Jason was just checked out because it wasn't
maybe
because we were, it wasn't Navy football talk.
Right.
But basically, Cakes had to explain the similarities between this guy who they was interviewed and Lieutenant Dan, the character. That number one, he had one leg. Lieutenant Dan, Cakes went through the whole diatribe of how Lieutenant Dan had his legs blown off.
Hey, let me ask you something.
In the Vietnam War.
Lieutenant Dan, one leg, lives on a boat. Okay. Yeah. In the movie, Lieutenant Dan rides out the storm. Is that the best you got?
I know. Right? I brought that up, too, the fact that he's riding out the storm like Lieutenant Dan.
Is Tampa Dan riding out the storm because his namesake did? Like, does he feel like he has to?
Okay. That's a whole nother point.
Okay. That's just what I kept thinking about. I'm like, is this guy out here feeling like he...
Like, it's part of the character.
Yeah. Was he Lieutenant...
Was he Lieutenant Dan before
was
or
Was he Lieutenant
after?
Dan 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
Okay.
He came into my life, in my algorithm, when Milton did.
All right, yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, he's butt famous down there. And I think maybe he's Lieutenant Dan because he has one leg.
One leg and lives on a boat.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. And I feel like he has to ride out the storm.
Because he's Lieutenant Dan.
Because he's Lieutenant Dan, yeah.
Possibly. I think, to be honest with you, I think there's ulterior motive to Lieutenant Dan.
You think this whole thing is a setup?
I got caught. I got caught in the mania. I got caught in the mania of this dude riding out the storm. I got caught like this guy is just... is on a death mission. I got swept up all in the mania. This guy is basically running a scam.
Or his handler is, or somebody who close to him is running a scam.
Somebody's pulling the reverse on us.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this Lieutenant Dan, and this is not going into his criminal history, because apparently he has a criminal history. He has about 16 mugshots. Mm-hmm. So he's and I'm not saying you can't be a reformed criminal. This isn't about right. his criminal past.
Are these petty crimes?
I think some of them are petty. Some of them are legit and violent. Some
physical altercations,
yeah.
maybe.
So this is why I'm upset is because he's milking the donation culture that is happening when there's disaster and disaster relief.
Okay, but so people should be donating. Well, you can't stop people donating to whatever they want.
I know.
But isn't that the American dream? Isn't that what we do? Build someone up only to immediately tear them down?
Yeah, but I don't know if we're tearing them down.
Well, no, of course we are, because first time
the discovery of it.
Anytime somebody gets a little bit of limelight, a little bit of shine, first thing we do is we jump into their history to try to see if
this guy's on the up and up.
Yeah, to see why we shouldn't be giving this person money or why we shouldn't be honoring this person. We do it time and time again.
I have something. I don't know. There's something morally against me giving money to somebody because...
Are you jealous?
Because they were, I guess, entertaining by sitting through a storm.
Are you jealous?
Am I jealous?
Are you jealous?
Let me tell you something. Lieutenant Dan is the last person I would be jealous of.
Right? No, I mean, are you jealous of his GoFundMe and the money he's got coming pouring in?
I also think this was... There's a couple of things that I have questions about.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm really not answering your question if I'm jealous or not. No, not really. I am jealous. I also this. I'm jealous of the fact that you can make a large sum of money overnight. That
it's the American way.
The get rich quick. That does have me a little bit jealous. But what I'm not jealous about is, honestly, I don't know if he stayed on that boat. Like, I think he could have gotten...
What do you mean? There were people coming by in the middle of the night in the storm, and there were videos of him.
Yeah, but are they his people?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Could these have been pre-made videos?
I think he was out there like at 5 a.m. too.
Okay. But also this guy's butt knowledgeable. So like this isn't some loser who's never goes out on a boat or has never been. This guy has sea legs, is what I'm trying to say.
Sea leg.
Yes, this guy has sea leg. All right. So it's not inconceivable.
Let me ask you a more important question.
Yes.
How much GoFundMe donations would it take for you to chop off your leg
and live on the boat
in the Tampa Harbor? How much money?
I mean,
I mean, medically, they would take off your leg.
I know, but I wouldn't be able to do all the things I like to do in life.
I know. $10 million? $50 million? $1 billion?
$20 million.
$20 million, chop off your leg, get a prosthetic. You can have a prosthetic.
All right.
I can give you that.
Okay. I have metal legs.
You're probably not far off. I'm probably around there. $10 to $20 million to chop off my leg and live the rest of my life with that one.
But this is why I'm saying it's calculated. This guy is striking while the iron's hot. He's doing the Haley Welch Hawk Tua. All right.
He has
Aiden Ross giving him a $100,000 boat.
The way I always see these things are some people get lucky and that's just the way life goes. You know, like it's their turn or they were blessed or whatever it is.
I guess I'm more upset at the lightning in a bottle type society we are.
Well, you could always be next. That's the thing. You could be the next Lieutenant Dan. You'd never know.
Okay.
Your home could fall into the Magathy.
What could be my hunger strike? What could be my cause?
I don't know.
I'm the next viral sensation.
Maybe one, like you, right place, right time, and you take a bullet for the president or something, you know? Like, you just never know.
Depends who's elected.
All right, so say Joe Biden's walking by you. Hypothetically speaking, he's getting in trouble.
He's getting an ice cream cone.
Yeah, he's getting an ice cream cone at dumpsters in Ocean City.
We're at the same ice cream place at the boardwalk.
And you see a guy with a menacing face and a metal cane or something about to hit him on the back of the head. Uh-huh. And you take that blow.
Okay.
All right? And then next thing you know, you're the overnight sensation. Everyone, the Matt Valdez, the hero.
I'm on the Colbert Show. Here's Matty Cain.
Right. You ever seen the movie Hero?
No.
Okay. This is what I always think about.
Explain the premise of Hero to me.
It is a movie from a long time ago starring... It's either Dustin Hoffman or the other guy. I get him confused. Yes. Dustin Hoffman.
Okay. I want to know the other guy.
All right. This is always what I think about whenever we tear people down. Dustin Hoffman is like a real scumbag. Okay, just a bad guy, bad dad, deadbeat dad, all this kind of stuff. And in the movie, I always like this movie. He's like drunk and stumbling around out in a field somewhere, a marsh, and an airliner crashes into the marsh.
Okay.
And he, in his drunken stupor, walks on to the, like, I can't remember why, but he goes on to the plane and he's carrying people out of the plane. Uh-huh. It's got the chick from League of Her Own on it.
Well, there's a lot of chicks.
No, the main chick.
Madonna.
Gina Davis.
Oh, Gina Davis. Okay.
All right. And he's carrying people out over his shoulders and he's dumping them into the ground and he saves a bunch of people, right? Yeah. And he's just, a deadbeat drunk. And then they find his loafer on the plane. Are on the grass somewhere,
uh-huh.
and the news channel, Gina Davis is a news anchor. She's trying to find the hero throughout the city, and everybody's claiming to be
Cinderella.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's claiming to be Bernie LaPlante. That's
okay.
His name.
Okay, all right? I was the guy,
and she's literally matching up his loafer and some other guy ends up getting the credit for it, and it's not Dustin Hoffman,
uh-huh.
And he becomes. He was a homeless guy, and he becomes the hero, and everyone's loving him. And Dustin Hoffman on the side he gets none of the credit. And I don't think he even won. I don't really remember all the details. You could become I saw it 20 something years ago. You could become an overnight hero is basically and at the very end of the movie, it's a great bit at the end of the movie. He's talking to his kid. He's finally like having a relationship with his kid. They're at the zoo. And he's telling his kid never to be the hero, never stick your neck out, you know, don't do anything like that. Uh-huh. And a kid falls into the lion pit. <All right. laughs> I think he turns to his kid at the end of the movie and he goes, "Here, hold my shoes." Good movie. Go check it out. Hero. But that's what I always think of. You could be an overnight hero, Valdez. Never know what could happen.
Yeah, Twista and Kanye West.
Right.
Overnight celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. All right, so it could be your turn, Valdi. You could be the next lieutenant.
I don't want to turn.
I know, but you're a little bit jelly of.
I'm jealous of the quick score.
The quick score, yeah. Right.
That's what I'm jealous of. But trust me, I wouldn't trade lives with them. You would
for $20 million.
Yeah, for $20 million.
$20 million. Yeah, chop off my leg at the knee.
Hey, real quick, this wouldn't be a bit season if there wasn't some sort of awkwardness to discuss about the show itself and the hosts. Can we talk about the big pile of duty that JP stepped in today?
I just don't understand it.
Why?
I just need things explained to me sometimes.
Why? In case you didn't listen, when was this? We were doing
early in the show. Maybe the game show.
Wednesday. True or false,
we were playing a game at 6:45, and a guy calls in. He's playing the game, and he says, "By the way, my wife loves Nick Dowd, and Nick is going to be our weekly Caps guest at 8:25 on Thursdays." Today was his very first interview with the Junks.
Mm-hmm. And I guess last year was Dylan Strome, but for whatever reason, he didn't want to do it again this year. It's too early beneath him, whatever it may be.
So, of course, we want Caps fans to be excited about Nick Dowd coming on,
even casual fans,
or just people who might like a good interview.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't have to be like a savant of the Caps and a savant of the NHL to like him. You know, you kind of grow to like him. The guys have that interview technique, right? You can grow to like Nick Dowd, even though he's not at the Alex Ovechkin of the team, or even the Tom Wilson of the team.
So the guy says, "My wife gets sized." And by the way, Dowd.
What a great way to promote that he's going to be on the show.
It's literally a layup.
The fish is literally flopping around in the barrel.
And what does JP say, Valdez?
He says, "Your wife gets Seis for fourth line centers?"
It just sucked out of the room. Right?
The fish jumped out and slapped him with its tail.
Everyone just is dumbfounded about what a moronic statement that was by Flame. I don't understand it. He's been doing this for 30 years.
But also, of course, don't you like rooting for like the glue guy and like the, you know what I mean?
First off, our interviews aren't necessarily about who's the star. It's about who's going to provide a good interview on air and be entertaining. But why would you diminish our year-long guest in his very first interview and basically tell people, "Don't bother listening. This guy's a scrub."
That's essentially the underlying context of what he said.
Six of us, including Mar, all jaws on the floor.
And then this is what I don't understand, too, is that he's rewriting history, and he said, "I just said he was a fourth-line center." No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You didn't do that. And you think we're idiots, that we don't know what you did. And as always, you can't just say, "Well, that was stupid. I don't know why I said that."
Yeah.
All right. Make fun of yourself. Everyone else is wrong. Everyone else misheard or didn't really understand what you were
doing. Everyone else took it the wrong way, which, by the way, we didn't take it the wrong way.
No. You were being a smartass.
Yeah.
And trying to be funny when you're not in your lane. And it bombed, and you dismissed what we're trying to do on the show. All in all, it's just a complete fail by JP.
Do you know what else it kind of shows? it shows that unless you're of some importance or unless you're like a star, like you might as well, in JP's brain, be
the quarterback. Unless you're the quarterback, yeah, you don't matter.
Exactly. You don't, unless you're the superstar, you don't really matter.
Do you think that maybe possibly Nick Dowd was listening? Like trying to get a feel for the junks, like maybe he's up early. I know he gets up early.
I know.
Maybe he's listening to the show, like, hey, let me feel these guys out.
Maybe he's going for a run or a workout in the morning.
Let me feel these guys out. My first time on the show. This guy just insulted me.
I know.
I don't want to go on the show.
When I'm invited to go on a show, I go and I listen.
100% every time.
I listen to the segment before.
I wouldn't be, I'm sure he listened to the show at some point today or the last few days, trying to get a feel for it. It's just an insane comment by JP.
I was
and it's just being defensive about it. It's just the cherry on top. Yeah, I don't know. Not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. It just shows how strange he is.
It was just, I don't know. We just, there was something we had to discuss.
Right.
Our jaw was at the floor.
Probably no big deal, but it just,
I know,
and the classic JP
on the, yeah, like you said, the grand scheme of things on a scale of 1 to 100 in terms of being a thing,
big deal little deal
probably it's a little deal outside of our world, big right. deal in our world.
All right, Valdez, we're not going to do a full show here today because I missed most of the week, but we got a little episode in here, a little taste of it season. Hold you off until next week, all right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll have a full show for you next week.
This was a category 3. Next week,
we're bringing the hammer.
We're bringing the cat 5.
All right, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back on the Junkies. Hopefully a little shtick tomorrow, a little non-sports action.
Yeah, loosey-goosey Friday.
Let's go for a loosey-goosey Friday. All right, guys, take care.
See ya.
Bye.